This is the Creating the Future podcast, and I'm your host, Jordan Kraus. Today, we're going to talk about what it takes to be a champion for life with TCDS paraprofessional and former TCDS student, Mr. Justin. Justin, how you doing, bud?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy to have you here. So you are one of the rare breed of champions who've called this place home as a student and now as a staff member. So tell us about your journey as a TCDS champion from when you were, you know, little guy up to now.
Yeah. So I'm 24 now. I started going to this school when I was probably in like preschool. So do the math. That's like 20 years ago or so. But yeah, went to here from preschool to eighth grade, and I had a great experience overall. Lots of friends that carried from this school to high school. I started working summer camp in 2018. That was kind of when I reconnected with the school, which worked out really well. And I had such a fun time working camp and transitioned into working aftercare, because I just found a passion in that summer for like being around kids and the joy that surrounds them. Found myself back here at the end of the school year last year, and now have transitioned into being a parapro. I went and I traveled for a couple of years. And
so what are your earliest memories as a student here? You've been here 20 years. And also, like, what teachers were here that are still here when you were a student?
Yeah, it's actually such a surreal experience because I'm now co-workers with a lot of the people who saw me when I was, you know, like 3 feet tall and like 6 years old. Yeah, some of the teachers who are still here, Miss Wendy, Miss Wanda, Mr. Kivit, Mr. Hall, we've got Miss Nikki. The list is pretty extensive of the people who are here, which I think is a testament just to, one, the passion of the people who work here, as well as just the good environment that it would be for teachers and people like myself who want to stick around for such a long period of time.
Yeah, what you kind of allude to some of this, I think, but what makes this place so special? Why do you think people stick around as long as they do? And, you know, including people like yourself who have a student experience here as well as a staff experience. What makes TCDS the place that it is?
Yeah, the first word that comes to mind is definitely joyful. Every day that I'm here, I get to laugh with students. I get to laugh with other staff members. Where you and I are always at the front gate giving out fist bumps in the morning. And
No, let's call it what it is.
You
vitamin,
got it.
It's vitamin P.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Vitamin positivity. We got to give a daily
dose. That's right. That's right.
Yep. Well, that's a lot of fun.
So just so much joy. And I think that that's something that I experienced a lot of when I was a student here. Academics were a bit of a struggle for me growing up. And so to have a place where, yes, I'm getting to learn, but at the same time, I'm also getting to be around good people, whether that's my friends or also teachers who are there making me laugh and just giving me reasons to smile throughout the day. I think that that is really a driving force of why I've enjoyed being here for so long.
So what kind of mindsets, skills has this place taught you over the years as a student, as a staff member that you just carry into your everyday life?
I experience so much gentleness from people here. And that's something that, from experiencing that firsthand from teachers, is something that I feel like I'm really able to carry into my daily life, is to meet people with gentleness. And I remember, whether it was, you know, struggling academically sometimes or behaviorally sometimes, I never felt cast out when I was here, which is just an amazing thing that I would say developed something within me that's like, okay, I belong here. Regardless of X, Y, or Z thing, which is something that I try to carry into my everyday work now that I'm here.
Yeah, there's that Maya Angelou quote that goes something along the lines of, you know, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people won't forget how you made them feel. And it seems as though like this place and the people, there's clearly a feeling kind of in your heart and your gut that like carries forward with you.
Absolutely.
Like what's a teacher or teachers that has made a really big impact on you either as a student and or maybe even as a staff member now that you get to still see in action?
Yeah, that's a perfect segue into one of the teachers that I regard so highly, which is Mr. Kivett. And when we're talking about someone giving you an example and living that out, that is totally represented within him. Something that he taught me, you know, he was my science teacher back in the day. And the things that I remember from my time spent in his classroom, sure, there are like some things that I remember that are science related. The stuff that I really took from him, I think one of the biggest things I've learned from him is what does it mean to have reverence in your life for someone? And it might sound kind of like an obscure concept, but I think the way that Mr. Kivett conducts himself within his classroom taught me what does it mean to be reverent of someone in such a way that it's like, oh yeah, there are people in the world that like are really strong, but they're also really good at the same time. Because there's so many people in the world that are strong and also not good. And that's a problem. But it's like, what does that look like to have someone who's so strong but also so good? And that's something I really admire from Mr. Kivett and has made a lasting impact on myself and inspires me to try to carry that wherever I'm going to, you know, hold that strength, but also I want to use that for good and to inspire and to nurture and care for people.
Well, that's beautiful. Yeah. It's our teachers are everything, right? I mean, our teachers are the face of our school to their students and to their families. And yeah, we're fortunate to have staff like Mr. Kivett and so many others that are that example and that leave students with just a feeling of like wanting to come back. Because I think if we can do that as a school, if we can make this a place where more times than not kids are like, okay, coming with and, you know, coming to, I should say, then I think, you know, we're doing our job. Summer camp, you mentioned that you had an experience. Like what, talk to us about the summer camp experience. How's that different, similar to what things look like, sound like you're doing the school year?
Yeah. One of the main things that immediately comes up into my brain is how unique the experience of summer camp is here. So some of the things I thought about, it's like, oh yeah, last year, I mean, I'm 24. I got to walk inside of a SWAT car last year. Like that was the thing that people had organized to have the SWAT team come out to the school and to have, you know, a whole display to open up their truck and let the kids kind of walk in there and check it out. And I was also there and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so cool getting to experience this. So that's one thing. We had a helicopter here for several years coming, landing directly on the field. The kids get to watch that. The fire department's here. We've got the ropes course, swimming pool. So I think just in terms of kind of the environment and the activities that come up, there's some super cool experiences that even as an adult, I'm like geeking out about. I'm like, whoa, this is so cool.
Get to be like a kid again.
Correct. Yeah. And so when I was getting hired to work for the summer camp, the way that Debbie described it to me is you just basically get to be a big camper. And in my first summer working here, that was totally what I got to experience was, yes, I'm here taking care of the kids, making sure everything's going smoothly, everyone's healthy, having fun. And at the same time, it's like, oh yeah, my job is like, I get to be in the swimming pool and have snacks and have so much fun and learn all these cool things in such a fun way.
Yeah, camp is such a fun kind of re-entry for former students as they become kind of adult age to continue to like be a big kid at TCDS. So I would, yeah, recommend anyone who's listening who maybe has some experience here, or maybe you haven't been to TCDS and you're like, hey, I'm looking for a good summer job. That camp's the real deal, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Cool. So you're 24, you got the whole world in front of you. Life's just getting started for you. Where are you off to? What do you see yourself doing 10 years down the road, Justin?
Yeah. I used to not necessarily like that question, but I feel like I've started to have an idea of what future years will look like for me, at least in a fundamental way. So in terms of like practically what I'll be doing for work, I don't necessarily know. And I think in the past couple of years, if you asked me 5 years ago what I would think I'd be doing right now, I wouldn't have been able to tell you.
Would you have believed it that you'd be back here as a staff member?
I don't think so, especially the fact that I'm like working alongside teachers, alongside former like students that I was going to school mm-hmm. with. I'm now working with them. It's
yeah, because you're not the only champion for life here. We got other adults on staff who've been here.
So in the next 5 years, what I'm going to do practically for work, I don't know. I do know in the next 5 years, I want to continue growing in integrity, growing in honesty. I know in 5 years, I'll still be loved. So that's a great thing that just gives me hope to carry on. I want to be more generous in 5 years. So in the sense of, you know, practically what's my day-to-day going to look like, I don't really know, but I really hope that these next 5 years are marked by those things in my life.
Yes, those things you can control, your value systems, choices you make, how kind of your heart speaks right to those around you. That's beautiful. Champion Pledge. You know the Champion Pledge.
Right? I do.
You know it for years and years. Like, those aren't just words or phrases. Like, those speak to like your heart and clearly, I think, are reflecting in who you seek to become. Like, how has that Champion Pledge, reciting that as a child, now as adult, like, speak to that?
Yeah, this is something that I started to reflect on recently because we continue to say the Champion Pledge in my day-to-day right now. And when I had first come back to work, it was like, you know, everyone's getting briefed on, here's this Champion Pledge. And I'm like, yo, I know this thing back and forth already. And now that I've started to say it, I've taken some pause and been like, what does this actually mean to me? If I'm going to be reciting it every day, like, what's the significance? And there are several things that seem quite significant to me that I totally agree with. So beginning of it, I'm a champion. I'm an individual. I make mistakes. For what purpose? So I can learn. So, you know, it's easy to make a mistake and to go down that path of like, oh man, I messed up, and to dwell on it and to kind of just look at the fault or the failure within that. But mm-hmm. I really admire how our pledge says, I make mistakes for the sake that I can learn something from it. Like, looking at the glass half full, what can I take from this experience and how can I move forward, grown? I make mistakes so I can learn. I learn so that I can succeed. And so if you look at our culture and everything, the people at the top with all the money, the fortune, the fame, everything, they have all the success that, you know, the world can offer. And there's a bit of hollowness a lot of the time within that. And so the following line within the Champion Pledge to me really speaks to like what the purpose of success is. So you make mistakes so you can learn. You learn so that you can succeed. You succeed for what purpose? Not just to hoard all of that to yourself, but so that I can help others. Mm. And I think that that's amazing. And it goes into that next part of I am somebody. Mm-hmm. And I find a bit of identity within that of like, oh yeah, I'm here in part to uplift other people, to support other people, to nurture and help them grow. My success isn't only so I can have all the money, all the things that I want in the world, but really how can I look to the person beside me and start to help them out as well? So, Champion Pledge, I'm like, I started reflecting on that. I'm like, this thing's awesome actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy to get into the mundane habit of just lip service and you kind of say it every day, but it's really cool to hear you as an adult now reflect on that. And we want to remind students that this pledge is a promise. A pledge is a promise you're making to yourself, a promise you're making to the person to your left and right when you're on that hill, reciting that every morning. And there's absolutely power in that. Every day we start ourselves by grounding ourselves in what we're here for. the last phrase in our vision statement. So our vision statement here is innovations pursued, passions realized, and then here it is, champions made. That's what we're in the business of. As a school, our vision, the core of why we're here is to produce good quality people who think about others, who have self-confidence, who demonstrate all those traits of being nurturing and optimistic. And we've succeeded with you, Justin. And it's pretty cool to be able to see your journey continue to play out. And we'd love to kind of keep track of what you're up to, you and the other champions that are doing such great things, and just make all of us here so proud. And I appreciate you coming on here today and sharing a little bit about your story, and to be continued, my friend.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Right on.